Well, the Southeast has a new visitor this week. He's making his way through the region on bicycle, all the way from Adelaide. Darcy Lunn is writing to Matt Gambier to raise awareness of the organisation Teaspoons of Change, and aims to get us to do small actions to help causes or just other people. His trip's seeing him ride back to Adelaide through Narracourt, Watertown and Keith, and along the way, he hopes the trip will remind people that even small actions can have a big impact locally and globally. Darcy Lunn joins me in the studio. Good morning. Great to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what inspired you to get on your bike and ride such an incredible distance?
Actually, this is one of the shorter trips that I've done. I tend to jump on a bike or go for a long walk every couple of years when I start scratching the ceiling and need to get outside again and get a killer tan. So, yeah.
So this isn't the longest. What would have been the longest ride that you've done?
I rode about 4,000 kilometres around New Zealand, where there's many more hills and sometimes some good wind gusts out there as well. I've ridden across Rwanda. I'd lived on $1.50 a day while cycling 1,000 miles in North America. And then in Japan in 2014, when I first created Teaspoons of Change, I really wanted time to think. So I walked 1,000 kilometres and then got shin splints and then rode another 1,500 k's then.
So this, in comparison, is just a leisurely ride around the block, really.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's just some, kind of something to do while I'm back in Australia and South Australia for a little while. So no better excuse than to get on a bike and see this beautiful area around here.
And it is a great way to see the countryside, because you are, you know, you're not in a car, you're not zooming past. I imagine you get that chance to really appreciate the countryside, stop, meet people, see things that you might otherwise, you know, sort of ignore as you're zooming past on the highway.
Absolutely. There's a good and a bad side to vulnerability. And that's what a cycling trip does for me, is that it throws me at the world without knowing exactly how it's going to catch me. But the thing that I've learned in 18 years of traveling and doing these sorts of things is that the world does catch you. Mm. And I intersect and have conversations with people that I would otherwise never meet. And that's what I love. It's pretty easy for us to surround ourselves in a bubble of the people we know and people we like. But when you put yourself out into the world with a bike trip or whatever it is, it's just fabulous. I really love it that I'll meet a whole bunch of people that I would otherwise never have any reason to meet.
Yeah. And how safe are you feeling out there on the roads? Imagine over the years you might have had some near misses with cars and things.
Yeah, well, that's the other side of vulnerability, which isn't great on the bicycle. Generally, people are very respectful. The trucks are usually fantastic. But yeah, we always like it when you can give us a little bit of extra room, even if I'm slowing you down for a few seconds. So sorry about that.
So tell us about Teaspoons of Change and when you started that and what the impetus was behind it.
Sure. So I've worked for many years in aid and development, a lot of work with UNICEF and Gates Foundation, Rotary in polio eradication and things like that. So I was always looking at things that we can do for others. And then I always thought that there's double the potential when we look at the things that we can do in our personal choices, decisions and actions. And it's not a guilt trip and it's not a moral bashing and telling people what to do. But what I've come to learn is knowing that when I take good choices, good decisions and good actions, that they can have good outcomes and good impacts. And so that's what I really focus on is, you know, riding a bike has a positive impact for ourselves and for our planet. Getting involved in our community, such as Rotary and others who are always looking at active citizenship and community participation. So there's always a plethora of small but significant ideas and actions that we can take pretty much on a daily basis.
Mm. So it really is about encouraging people to take those small actions rather than, you know, seeing a huge problem and feeling like we've got to fix the whole thing.
Well, this is the thing, is that when I also use the bigger picture of the Global Goals for Sustainable Development, which were established by the United Nations in 2015, and they sound big and lofty and terrible and, you know, something you have to work for UNICEF or you've got to be a Samaritan or whatever. But really, the way that we achieve these big goals and big issues is in small pieces with lots of people. Often I say this, I'm a teacher myself, and when I work with younger students, it's like, how do you eat a giant cake? Mm. Like, we can't eat one giant cake by ourselves, we'll get sick. But if we break it up into small pieces, we share it around, then we can really start to look at these things like the global goals and know that our actions do actually matter.
Because we can look at some of the, you know, the big issues of our lifetime, climate change and poverty, and feel a sense of helplessness because, you know, as you say, as individuals, we can't fix that massive massive problem on our own.
That's right, but the only way that we can fix it is by taking action ourselves. So we can't always just leave it up to government and to the UN. It really does take participation, and I always use the formula of small actions multiplied by lots of people can and will create big change. And polio eradication is a perfect example of that. You know, two drops of vaccine and we're getting closer to eradicating polio.
Speaking to Darcy Lunn this morning, he's in the studio with me. He's the founder of Teaspoons for Change, and he's cycling his way through our region at the moment. So since you've founded Teaspoons of Change, where have you been able to take the message, and who have you been able to share it with over that time?
Well, like I said, when I started Teaspoons of Change, it was in Japan, walking 1,000 kilometres and then riding. So that was the starting point. And then I do a lot of work overseas. So I spend almost half or more of my time overseas, working both in developing countries and listening and learning from the people there about resilience, resourcefulness, and really amazing people doing wonderful things. And then the other side is to use those experiences and come and have a chat. I grew up in rural South Australia myself, in York Peninsula. So for me, it's really important to come back to communities in South Australia, like the places where I grew up, to share a message of global citizenship. You know, how can we be an active and effective global citizen without having to travel around the world like me or an idiot on a bicycle and these sorts of things?
Yeah. As we mentioned, you're here in our region at the moment, so you're making a number of stops. So you're speaking to people along the way. How does it work?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm in Mount Gambier for this week. I'm lucky to have a week here, especially while it's raining. I don't have to be off anywhere too quickly. So I'm at a few of the schools here. I'll be at Glen Burnie Primary School tomorrow, then Mulga Street Primary School, where I did my teaching practicum in 2000 there. Melaleuca Primary School. I'll be at the Rotary Club tomorrow night. And I've also caught up with council a bit as well and heard a lot about their initiatives around sustainability. So for me, it's not about creating a new wheel. It's knowing that there are already good people doing good things and how we connect with them.
Yeah. And what after this trip, have you got more journeys, walking treks, rides across countries? What's planned?
They're always in the back of my mind, and they make it to the front of my mind fairly regularly. So, from here I head off to Southeast Asia after a week back in Adelaide, to do some work with some schools and things that I do there. And then, yeah, I'm always kind of back and forth, and there's always some trip in my mind that's waiting to come out again.
Incredible. Well, we wish you the best on your journey and your return home. Hopefully favourable weather, maybe not today, but as you say, you've got a few days in Mount Gambier, so hopefully that will pass and safe journey.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you for having me.
That's Darcy Lunn there, who is the founder of Teaspoons Change. And if you would like to check out more about Darcy, well, maybe you've got a website and check it out.